Good evening. The show begins tonight in Paris, where the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, got everyone's attention by speculating that troops, perhaps NATO, perhaps French, troops may be needed in Ukraine. Olaf Scholz, the chancellor of the Germans, answered immediately, no NATO, no troops. The debate is underway. I speak with Judy Dempsey also about the next secretary general of the NATO organization. Right now, Jens Stoltenberg has been extended a year, but Judy votes for Eastern Flank, that is the Baltics or Poland or Finland, someone on the front line against the Russian Federation. Then Mary Kissel joins to talk about Washington and NATO, the defense of NATO, the complaints in Washington that NATO does not represent fairly the distribution of defensive spending. That seems to be the issue. The origins of NATO's treaty of 1947, it was an ambition to construct a bulwark in some fashion against the second war, the first war breaking out again. North Atlantic Treaty Organization. The U.S. was in the lead. France and Italy and Germany and England, some allied, some Axis, were in ruins. There was no push to have them manufacture. The U.S. had the weaponry and carried the war, the arsenal of democracy. Well, all these decades later, the U.S. is still carrying the burden. The Europeans are no longer in tatters, and therefore they're increasing their defense expenditure. They're building their infrastructure. They're looking to generate weapons. Also tonight, we talk about the price of food and government spending with Liz Peek. Everyone has noticed for more than a year that you go to the supermarket and things are so expensive they add up. People are changing their dining habits. I read in the Wall Street Journal one woman no longer goes down the cheese aisle because she doesn't want to be tempted. There are other recipes that are being substituted for food that has become too expensive. Tuna fish out of a can, for example, rather than salmon. These things make sense when you're economizing, but all of America's economizing because of the price of food. And where does it come from? Inflation. And where does that come from? In part, government spending, which continues. And then a conversation about Kamala Harris. The president's age, the actuarial tables suggest that a vote for Biden is also a vote for Kamala Harris to step in the event that the president is unable to continue. That makes sense. That's straightforward logic, and I believe that Ms. Harris understands the burden that's on her shoulders now as she campaigns for re-election. London Calling. Joseph Sternberg speaks to Europe and its defense and how Europe is putting its shoulder to the wheel, recreating the arms necessary for a defense of Europe in the event that the U.S. is not front line or is unable to continue, in the event that Russia does something provocative against NATO. And then Joe and I speak momentarily about this tax raising that's going on in Britain in a recession. It's a puzzle. Gregory Copley joins and we're off to Australia. AUKUS, Pillar 1, Pillar 2, Pillar 3. There's debate about it, especially about AUKUS into the indefinite future, aligning itself completely with the U.S. What if the U.S. isn't there is the question that is asked. Also, the assumption that it is China, the adversary. What if it is not China? What if there are other tangles in Asia? It's a big, vast space. And India is an ambitious and growing power in Eurasia. Then to West Africa. Niger, Mali, and Burkina Faso are all dropping out of ECOWAS, Economic Union of West Africa. Nigeria doesn't like this, but isn't in a position to do much about it. West Africa, I spoke with Gregory, there was the colonial phase replaced by the democracy phase, now being replaced by the coup phase. We'll see. Gregory also speaks of the four horsemen of population, urbanization, mass movements, and economics, all in our immediate future. will control the geopolitical conversation. And a tribute to Charles and William, who are soldiering on, the king's illness, cancer, and William taking his place wherever necessary, and with a wife who's indisposed, both of them soldiering on. Oceania, Cleo Pascal joins for the news that the People's Republic of China has dispatched so-called China police go to Kiribati, an island, a sovereign state near Hawaii, south of Hawaii. This is not a good turn. In the tussle over Oceania, this is score one for the People's Republic of China. Close in on Hawaii, too, which will base a deal of the relief in the event of conflict in Philippines or Taiwan or Korea. And then a conversation about Venezuela with Alison Federica of the Geopolitical Futures and the troubles in Maduro's land, pressed by the U.S. to hold a general election this year for presidency. Maduro's using lawfare, saying, well, just any candidate will do. It doesn't have to be the one that won the primary, who is a very popular figure, Ms. Machado. And finally, the concern that Venezuela is going to elbow its way into Guyana and take over the light sweet crude discovered by Exxon offshore. There's more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening.